football on Off the Ball.
There is no template for success in a big tournament. Some teams start well, finish well. Other teams start dreadfully and finish very, very well. There is no template. In this particular case, though, it couldn't have gone much better than it did last night for England.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball Daily.
Stephen Kenny, your team got a great result tonight. How would you assess the game overall?
Sligo were probably overall to pass the ball better than we did first half, and they played really well first half. We didn't play well in the first half, but still we could have had four goals probably, and they could have had four, and it was so open end to end. And Danny Rogers played well for us in that period, and we went in at half time disappointed with our performance, and knowing the but with the realisation that we've often been behind here at half time and come back and won well. So with the realisation that we could, you know, we need to step up, and I thought we were very good second half, and created so many chances. I just couldn't believe it didn't go in numerous times, and in the end we deserved to win.
You mentioned Danny Rogers, who was had to bide his time, didn't get any games last season. He actually had a good record in 24. I think he had 7 clean sheets in 20 matches, but he pulled off a save from Gareth McElroy in that first half, which, you know, really was a key part of the game, I felt.
Yeah, Danny's he had a knee operation. He was out for half a season there because he hadn't trained up to a few, couple of weeks ago. But he had an operation, so it's remarkable that he's come in and done so well. And he's a great credit to himself, really.
Was there something in the way your team was playing in the first half that you weren't happy about that you remedied then at half time?
Yeah, there was. Obviously, I'm not going to discuss the tactics, but yeah, we did need to remedy at half time. We did, and second half we were much better. And
you brought Barry Bagley on, and you took off a centre forward in Aidan Keane.
Yeah,
like he was dropping deep a lot in the second half. I felt, and maybe just wasn't getting the rewards for it. You brought Bagley on then and decided to go with the one up top.
Well, not really one up top. I mean, it's not Ramal. Ramal adapted his position, and just to get more control in the game. The game was still too open, and we needed to get control on the game and create waves of pressure on Sligo, you know, and create, you know, waves of attack and attack and attack, and we did that. And we hit the post twice. Their goalkeeper made phenomenal saves. We did so many off the line, and in the end, Joe Redmond, that's his first goal of the season. It was a very opportune time because he's been brilliant this season, and pretty unorthodox. Sean Howard cross for Joe to score, so, and Chris Forrester got the second one. So, as a bonus goal, and that was terrific.
Yeah, and that was the crucial goal, the first one. Howard's delivery was excellent, but then the header from Redmond was equally as good. He kind of floated it into the far corner.
Yeah, no, he did. He aimed it very accurately into the corner. That was just a massive goal, you know, to get a goal at that in that period of the game, and the importance of late goals cannot be underestimated. And thankfully, we got one.
Just on Sligo Rovers, because they decided to bring Will Fitzgerald in off the wing, do you think that maybe kind of took the sting out of their attack a little bit?
Well, listen, Sligo were missing a few players today, and to their credit, and but John still set them up in a brave way, and they played the better football in the first half, and we were a bit predictable, and they dropped into a mid to low block and denied us space to play through, and we struggled to play through them, and they broke quickly and caused us problems in wide areas. So but listen, second half we were excellent, really good, and with so many chances, it just didn't look like it was going to go in. And young Sam Rooney came on and he missed from 6 yards when it slid across the goal. I thought that was the last chance we might get, you know, because but then he set Chris up for the second one. And he did terrific. Young player come through the academy here. So, yeah, it's a good win.
Keane Levy made a couple of lung-bursting runs, but myself and Vinnie Perth in co-commentary duty, we were both just remarking on his control of the ball when he makes those runs. It's so quick. His dribbling style is really exciting to watch as well for supporters. Maybe just didn't get the goal, maybe that his performance deserved tonight, but is he? Can you feel his confidence has been boosted by that senior cap with Ireland?
Well, I think it was before. It's obviously his performances that led to the cap.
Yeah,
you know?
I think that's Odin disputed that, of course.
He was he was injured last season. He got a bad injury in pre-season, a tackle, and you know, he's our number 10, and I gave him a book on Maradona, and you know, and told him to, you know, to watch his control and how he plays and how he looks and how he sees the game and how he dribbles. And Kane's a terrific dribbler, but what the difference is this time is that he's you know, he's added goals and assists to his game, which he needed to, and he understood that. He's very honest in his appraisal of himself, and so he's been outstanding, and we're delighted to have him.
Brilliant stuff. Bohemians next week, Stephen. Like, it was important to get the win tonight, I think, to keep you in touch with the leader, Shamrock Rovers, but you've got another tough match against Bohemians at Dublin Derby. So what's the plan now for the next few days ahead of what will be a tough game at Daly Mount?
Yeah, it will be a tough game at Daly Mount, and we've just got to dust ourselves down now and regroup. Obviously, Keane came off with a bad, you know, he got tripped and he landed and his back went into spasm, you know, so really hurt himself. So we'll have to see how he is. He's getting tripped a lot because that's how people are taking yellows, by swiping, you know, we every week.
Most foul player in the league, isn't he?
You know, so it's you know, so he hurt himself, and he's not one to come off. He just won't come off, so we had to take him off because he was struggling, and so we'll have to rest him up and see how he is. But everyone, you know, yeah, tough. All the games are tough, and Daly Mount next week will be it as well.
I think Maradona was like that as well. He didn't like coming off, did he? Stephen, thanks a million. Congrats on the win tonight.
Thank you. Thanks, Dylan.
Off the ball, Daly.
Sligo Rovers boss John Russell. It was an incredible game. A terrible finish for your team. How would you assess how the 90 plus minutes went?
Yeah, huge frustration. You know, to concede two goals in out of time doesn't reflect, I suppose, the performance. Thought we were excellent tonight. Really brave. When you come off the back of last week's performance and result to come up here to a team challenging for the league title, I thought we were excellent. You know, played through the thirds, created good opportunities in the first half. You know, if we were 1-0, 2-0 up at half time, I don't think anyone that came into the ground here watched it could have any complaints. But we didn't take those opportunities. But for 90 plus minutes, 92 minutes, defensively solid, limited pass to a couple of chances, and unfortunately we didn't defend that back post on the last cross, and we go home empty-handed.
And like, you're down to bare bones, as we know, so many weeks you've done this with your squad, like, and you've had to maybe put people into positions. And we saw Sean Stewart tonight going in at centre half, but it did seem to be going so well. You have McManus playing well in midfield. Traore seemed to be like good link man up front as well, and Will Fitzgerald's doing what he does. It was a really good first half performance. Like, you know, the Pats keeper pulled off a great save in that first half. Like, how frustrated were you not to get a goal to maybe what your performance deserved in that first 45?
Yeah, that was the frustrating thing, not to score. Like, but apart from not getting a goal, like, I thought our play was superb. We were brave. We built out through Sargent, the centre backs, and yeah, I thought Traore was excellent in terms of link up play. Will Fitzgerald tortured Pats all night down that left side, and yeah, it was just that final touch. I think we should have had a penalty in the first half, and when we got in, Will's putting across the 6-yard box and Redmond goes to ground with his arm up, it hits him, and they're big moments. You're away from home, you know, you try and get your nose in front, but for the first 45 minutes you come in at half time, I'm delighted with how we're doing, and it was about continuing that in the second half. We knew Pats would make changes. We tired, we had to make changes ourselves. Young Conor Cannon comes in for his debut, as I said. Sean Stewart, he's been out for a number of weeks, had to play centre back, we had to get him out, we had to shuffle the pack. And I'm just gutted for all the players in there to put in the performance that they did tonight and to come away with no points. It's a tough one to take.
Just on the changes that you made, because we did note that obviously Will comes in from the left wing into a more central position, what was the kind of thinking there? Because it did seem to, one of your main attacking outlets seemed to be just kind of shut off then.
Yeah, look, we're down bodies, and obviously Carroll had to go back in centre back, and midfield wise we're down four or five midfielders as well. So look, we know Will can operate in that left inside channel with Levy. Was the biggest threat for Pats tonight. You see him hitting the crossbar, he's such a live wire, and we were aware that's why we play with a 4-3-3, really narrow tonight to stop those and Keane dropping into those pockets. And I thought we did that all night, and yeah, that was the thinking with Will dropping into that space there. Obviously Kevin Zeffie comes in, his second game for us. You still have him and Ryan O'Kane on the wings, the top attacking players, and in fairness to Kevin, like, he looked at a threat on the transitions, but we did tire and we had to get a couple more bodies out, and you know, we just couldn't hold on in the end.
Yeah, there was a couple of the counters even in the second half. I know young Cannon, Connor Cannon, was involved in one of them as well. Like, in just another inch or two maybe in passes, like, that might have worked out for you. Might have got something from those as well. But it's a big night for Cannon. We can't let that go. But yeah, pass unmentioned.
Massive night for him and for his family. It's another player from Westport. They seem to have a conveyor belt down there of producing players that have gone on to play for the first team. But yeah, he's in the ATU. He's a great kid. He's been training with us all season, and a good reward for him to come in. And he played really well, made some real surging runs and put his body on the line in the box. So he can be pleased with himself tonight.
Just look at the table after the game. Galway United get a win tonight, so they move a bit further away. Drogheda United only got a draw against Shelburne. So there's only 3 points between you two. And is it, I suppose, important now going into the game against Shells at home next week to try and get points to make sure that Drogheda don't get away from you?
Yeah, look, we're trying to catch the teams above us. We're very objective and it's performance based with us. You know, tonight, did we play well? Yeah, we did. If we continue to play that way and be brave in possession and out of possession, like, we press Pats high up the pitch and a restart, I think they struggle to get a rhythm into their game. You know, each week, I know games can take a life of their own, but if we continue to play the way we are, we've shown it year after year, we get stronger as the season goes on. We will win games playing that way. I know I'm going to strengthen the windows coming around the corner. We haven't scored enough goals. That's an area we need to improve on. But in terms of our general play, it's been good. We have to stick to our principles, stick to what we believe. And that was the big one for me tonight coming away. I said to the players in the dressing room, you know, it's easy to beat 4-0 last week to Waterford and come up here and go to a back five and just say, look, we're going to defend for the night. No, we didn't do that. We took the game to Pats. We said the first half was brilliant. Should we got something for the game? Yeah, but sometimes the game punishes you. We have to lick our wounds, but we'll go again against Shells next week.
Yeah, an 8 days break, just ask you finally, will you get any players back in that time? Does it give you a bit more?
Possibly not. Look, Seb Quirk, Archie Meekison, they're not too far away. I'd imagine they'll be back for the following game against Shams, but we'll see. They're making good progress, but apart from that, I think we have what we have.
John, hard luck tonight, and thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.
Off the Ball Daily.